Lily Herwald vividly recalls the time between 1992 and 1994 when public broadcasting came under attack.
There were legislative battles. There were proposed cuts to public broadcasting. And at that time, Senator Stevens was a relentless champion for the services, the programs, and the needs of public broadcasting, radio and television.
Herwald started work at KCAW in Sitka in 1985, 3 years after its founding. She left 19 years later as general manager. Herwald says that Stevens had a clear rationale for his support of this station and 25 others across the state.
And he really stressed to his colleagues, and I think provided a voice to the nation, to show that there were remote, isolated communities across the nation, and he was always the advocate for Alaska, that these services were lifeline and were extremely important, and really wanted to advocate for rural Alaskans to get the same information that someone residing in Miami or Chicago would be able to hear.
At the time, most of the pressure to limit public broadcasting came from conservatives on Capitol Hill. Commercial news services picked up the story. Ultimately, the network news magazine 60 Minutes traveled to Sitka to examine the diverse and apolitical role public broadcasters like KCAW played in their communities. But in 1993, public radio in Sitka did become political. The Alaska Pulp Corporation mill closed that year, and KCAW's active news reporting on the labor and environmental issues that preceded the closure pulled the station into the deep divisions in the community. Senator Stevens subsequently sponsored legislation providing Southeast Alaska economic disaster funding. Sitka's share of what came to be called Stevens money was just over $18 million, which was distributed into private and public sector revolving loan funds. With access to that funding, KCAW could buy its building from AT&T and subdivide its property to give the city some waterfront land badly needed for a new cruise ship lightering dock. William Stortz was president of the KCAW board. He said there was just no way a majority of Sitka's assembly would ever regard a public radio station as economic development. As he tells it, one phone call changed some minds.
We had lobbied as far as we could with local politicians and statewide politicians to make this deal happen. And the last weekend before the vote count was 3 in favor and 4 against us. And we were afraid it was going down. And after a discussion I had with a local official, elected official, there was a call made by that person to the senator's office. And the senator's chief of staff said, yes, this is an appropriate use for those funds, and he supported it unequivocally. And Tuesday night, it was 6-1 in our favor, so we are here because of that.
Stortz would go on to become a founding member of Coast Alaska, the 5-station consortium in Southeast Alaska created to consolidate engineering, administrative, and programming expenses when public broadcasting funding did grow tighter. The general manager during that era was Barnaby Dow, who said Stevens helped pressure National Public Radio and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting to create a sliding fee scale for rural stations. Dow now works for the King County Executive's Office in Seattle. He says Stevens' ideas weren't really all that common at the time.
His vision was one that's shared by the Alaska Public Broadcasting Commission and all the member stations to bring not only news and information to the people, but to also provide a microphone and a voice from the people back into the communities and to let the experiences that are going on in places like Sitka and Yakutat and Cake and Goon be heard.
Dow first met Stevens at a logging show in Sitka in 1984. Dow was a Cub public radio reporter, saw Stevens in the bleachers, and bagged his first spontaneous interview from a U.S. senator. Lily Herwald also remembers that Ted Stevens, the man, had a soft spot for public broadcasters. She once sent him a birthday card thanking him for his service to the state. He replied with a handwritten note on the stationery of the President Pro Tem of the United States Senate.
Thank you so much for the wishes, and I hope you enjoy your time at Raven Radio. And it's one of those honored keepsakes that I have. It's a very meaningful personal effect of mine.
Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.